You're on the commute. You might still be thinking about getting up.
No matter what you're doing or wherever you are sharing the start of your day
with Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Now that'll make you feel good.
Just like for the first time ever, you can save $800 on an AEG washing machine only at Domain Home Appliances West Gosford.
All right, here they are.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Good morning, Coasties.
Good morning, and welcome to the studio, star of You Can't Stop the Murders, Uncle Sully.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. Really, I just want to thank my parents and other people generally for bringing me to the world.
What a great film.
It's a great night.
What a fabulous night.
And I didn't get to bed till very, very late. So this is, listeners, I just want to point out that I'm normally much better looking than this morning. I'm normally handsome. No, it was a fantastic night.
Today.
And thank you for putting it on. Yeah, that was Mandy's idea. And everyone really enjoyed it, especially the people who were involved. They were thrilled to be called up again.
Second goes.
Like, come on, off the bench.
Oh,
you got a Guernsey. You got another Guernsey, boys.
Gary X's performance was amazing. It was great to meet him. Rob Carlton, local coastie, came along, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of a film getting relaunched before, but relaunching You Can't Stop the Murders, I think, is the perfect film to relaunch. It was
absolutely
a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know that film, The Room? It was considered the worst film in history.
Yes.
That got a relaunch because of the film, whatever it was called.
Well, I did think that this has got a bit of a cult classic about it, this film, you know, like a cult comedy classic that didn't get the exposure that it needed at the time. I reckon
it's a particular brand of comedy, you know.
Madness.
It was like I was listening last night to where they were laughing, and there's bits where, say, other audiences laugh hard and didn't get laughs last night and vice versa.
Yeah.
You go,
there was one guy in the audience, did you hear him? I don't know who you are, and if you're listening, it was brilliant. Yeah. There'd just be a quiet moment and you'd just hear this.
Yeah.
That was
me trying to get everyone going.
How was it?
Yeah.
Look, it was a really great night. Thank you to everyone that came along, and thank you to everyone that came along and donated to Lifeline as well.
Yes.
And helped out Lifeline. It was so great to meet everyone. And look, today's show, lots going on, including we're chatting to the new Meat King on the Central Coast.
Yes.
What?
I know.
The new Meat King.
The king is dead. Long live the king. Sorry, Singo. But everyone has his day and then they move on and pass the baton on.
Wow, this is big news.
We'll find out who the new Meat King is a little bit later on.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
This is something that was new to me when I read this. I was totally ignorant of this fact that, you know, these are the new driving laws.
Okay, because I've had my license since I was 16, so that's a really long time.
That was before cars actually were invented.
Yeah.
You had your cart and horse license.
Yeah.
But, you know, did you know, for example, you can't drive too close to someone cycling?
Well, I think I did know that, because haven't they brought out the meter rule where you have to be about a meter?
No, I wasn't aware. You didn't tell me. We didn't have that conversation.
Sorry, we didn't have that conversation.
That's why, I'm sorry.
That kind of makes sense.
So apologies to all the cyclists I've hit recently. They're okay. They're all right. It's fine. You know, they were wearing helmets sensibly.
They all just got up and just went, oh, it's Akmal Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries, man. Don't worry about it. As they limped off into the sunset.
You damaged my car, idiot. No. So you're not allowed. That's one thing. So the cyclists are getting a lot more rights, a lot more.
You know, the one that surprised me, Akmal, is the one that you can't touch your phone. I knew you couldn't use your phone while you're driving, and you couldn't talk on your phone while you're driving, but I didn't realise you can't touch your phone.
Yeah.
So if your phone falls into the centre console and you pick it up to put it next to you on the seat or in your handbag, you could get done for touching it.
But you can touch anything else.
Right.
Can you? No, why do you always go there?
Depends what you're talking about.
Why do you always assume that that's where I'm going?
Because you normally do go there.
Well, that's a fair point. Yes, I do go there.
So you can touch your purse, you can touch your...
You can touch your purse.
Your shopping, you can touch your lipstick.
Anything but your phone. Even if your phone is off, it's still illegal. But how will they catch you doing that? They'd have to be like in the back seat.
Yeah.
We need a policeman in every back seat just making sure that you don't touch your phone.
Yeah.
Don't touch your phone.
Tell you what, it would solve the unemployment problem if they're just, you know, hiring a whole lot more cops just to sit in everyone's cars.
Yeah, yeah. Every car, you buy a car, you get a cop with it. This is like 12 months warranty and a police officer.
And this is one that I believe your wife, Kate, fell victim to.
This is the one I feel like, apparently you're not allowed to drive with a dog on your lap.
I've seen so many people do this.
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah, I've done it. I've allowed my dog to drive and I sat on his lap. That didn't happen.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO. Brejo a go-go.
Now, this is an invention of yours.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, like, be one of those people who puts something down and then it's the biggest radio segment of all time.
Good.
And I'll say, and then they'll show audio of me going, that'll never work. I don't want to be one of those people. You know,
don't be a naysayer.
Don't be a naysayer. You know, the Beatles, when they went to a record producer and he said to them, nah, you guys are not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's a loser for life.
Exactly. So this is the game.
So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Well, this is the game. You give us the letters from your rego number and we make sentences out of them.
Mm. Next week, you give us your address and we'll make a funny story out of it.
Okay. Dave from Kincumber, what are the letters in your number plate?
C-N-I.
Yes. God, it sounds like a crime show for a start.
Already.
All right, yeah. I'm going to go cats never implode. Boom. Cats never implode. See, that's good.
That is good.
That's pretty good.
Implode.
Hold the line there,
Hold
Dave.
Hold the line,
Dave. It's been a while since I heard the word implode.
I know, hey? That's
connected
good.
To cats as well.
All right, let's go again. John from Berkeley Vale. Hi.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Morning,
great.
Dave.
What's the letters for your number plate?
M-A-C.
M-A-C. Mm. M-A-C. Okay.
I've got one.
Hang on. Mad Akmal curses.
Mad
which happens
Akmal
frequently
curses.
On the show.
Curses?
Yeah.
It's a bit American of you.
Well, it is a little bit, but it's still a sentence.
It's still a sentence, yes.
Go on, then you have a go.
M-A-C. What about my ass crack? No, all right. We can get away with that.
Proves my point.
We can get away with that. Ass is all right.
I think John's got it. John's going to get the prize.
John's got it. John, we're sending you to the Mariners, pal.
Thank you very much, guys.
Excellent.
Really appreciate it.
Excellent.
You're very welcome, mate. Mm. It's a double pass. You're going to go see the Central Coast Mariners take on Sydney FC. It's on Saturday, the 24th of March. Tickets available now, ccmariners.com.au. But you've got a double pass, buddy.
That's great.
Good work. Thanks so much, guys.
How good was that game later, too, by the way, John? How exciting was it? And excellent.
Yeah, I'm up for a great one, so they're great tickets.
Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, well,
see, he didn't even refer to your game. He said, yeah, I'm, it'll be great to watch the soccer.
I think that was a success. I'm going to say that's a success.
It's a pass.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Team, just before I let you know that it is International Potato Chip Day, International Ask a Question Day, No Smoking Day, very important day.
Mm.
But it's also another very important day which rounds things out nicely. It's International Pie Day.
It's International Pie Day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I had that in my calendar.
Did you?
Mm.
Were you going to celebrate?
Yes. You know, we should clarify when we're saying pie.
It's the mathematical equation, which I think is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter? No, is that right?
You're such a square.
Well, my daughter's a maths nerd.
Get
right?
it? You got it? She didn't even get it.
He laughed. Hey. It means it's a joke.
It's a joke. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So my daughter's a maths nerd. She's so smart and she knows loads about maths and she knows like pi to the whatever degree. Mm. She one day on Pi Day made a pie in the oven, but she cut out the symbol for pie out of pastry and put it on the pie and we had Pi Day.
Pie Pie Day.
Well, Pie Day. We celebrated Pie Day with a pie.
So, and I thought Popeye Day was like Popeye, the sailor man, eats the spinach. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember Popeye.
I'm Popeye the sailor
and
man.
Olive oil. I reckon we could ask if anyone knows pie without Googling. Should we get people to call and tell us pie to the 10th degree?
Well, like 3.14.
15.
Oh, come on.
Whatever.
That's not really our. demographic. Let's be honest here.
Hey, there's lots of smart people listening to this show.
I wasn't suggesting the lots.
Don't you dare.
I'm a smart person. I don't understand pi to the power of whatever, even though I'm Egyptian and we invented the concept of pi. That's, you know, the
pyramid. Probably did, actually.
No, we did. We did. I promise you. We did everything. We haven't done much for a while. But yes.
You didn't invent the internet.
Well, How do you know? You don't know. There might be a code for the internet in hieroglyphics.
You can't talk.
I can't
even say it. Somebody had a very, very late night.
Yes. Well, Pythagoras was Egyptian, and Pythagoras' theorem is figuring out the length of a side on a triangle opposite the right angle.
I hate to correct. I mean, I want to take credit for that, but I think Pythagoras was Greek.
Really?
I think he was
I just
Greek.
Googled and it said he was Egyptian. Anyways, really? Let's move on.
You can't trust Google.
I don't think the pie thing. Let's do where is the best pie
now you're talking.
On the Central Coast.
Now, Widow, you love a pie. In fact, you had a pie yesterday, which means you can't have a pie today.
No.
Yes. You can't have a pie on pie day. See, you spoiled it. You had one yesterday.
Yes.
Pies on the coast. Well, there's a few good pie shops on the coast.
Well, it's a great Australian thing, the meat pie. It's a great Australian thing.
Pie with sauce.
Pie with sauce. For breakfast.
Let's find the best one.
All right. If you're chowing down on a pie right now, we want to hear from you.
Oh, no. Even if you're just a pie connoisseur.
Yeah.
Kate will gladly tell you this story. When we first were going out, I took her to what I thought was the best pie shop in the world, and we just met, so you know, we weren't really you know comfortable with each other 100%. I said, I'm going to take you to this pie shop, and it was in Newtown in Sydney, and I took it and I said, you've got to try these pies, they're incredible, they're transcendent. And she was really looking forward, and I took a bite and I burnt the roof of my mouth and I spat it out. And that was the first date we were on. I spat it out. I went, and she could not stop laughing. She's still laughing now.
Okay, well, look, we're actually on Facebook Live. Nathan's written Ken's Pie Shop at Wyong.
Ken's Pie Shop at Wyong.
So there's one there. There's a boat there.
I think there's a good one down your minor way, too, that have a very hot chili pie.
Okay.
Hot chili pie.
Bremen's, I think it is.
Open it up to the phones. 4324444. Where's the best pie on the Central Coast? And we've got Lily, our first ever caller.
Our very first ever caller from Marty. Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Are you a pie eater, Linny?
Occasionally, Mandy. Yes, occasionally. And we have a lovely bakery on the Pacific Highway at Wyong, and it's called Legends.
Legends.
They do lovely pies. They do quiches. The best cakes. My God, you'll have to come over and have some. They're just fabulous.
Okay.
Definitely, Linny. Were you at the movie premiere last night?
No, sweetheart, I wasn't. I've done my neck in, Aki, and I'm not 100%, but I'm going to Ed Sheeran tomorrow night, so I better get better.
Yeah, you need to headbang there, so get that neck right, Lenny.
Should I go to the movie or save myself for Ed?
I think made a good decision.
She made a good decision, yes.
She made
well
a very,
done.
Very good decision.
I hope you get better soon.
All right,
thank
Legends
you,
in Wyong. Thank you, Lenny. Have a wonderful day. Hope your neck gets better.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Same to you. Bye.
Thanks, Lenny. Bye.
She had a pain in her neck. She didn't need another one coming to the movie.
My testicles are hurting.
Look, keep the comments coming on the Facebook page at 2GOFM. Wendy Smith did that. Constant craving cakes are on Enterprise Close and West Gosford. Apparently, they're pretty good too. So,
thanks, Wendells.
Keep them coming on the Facebook page.
And don't believe just because someone puts the word gourmet before it, it's just a word.
Gourmet.
It doesn't always gourmet.
I like saying the word gourmet to people because they go, that's not how you say it. No, I know.
You can get a double
being funny.
Yeah, idiot. God, people don't get jokes. Tell me about it. Welcome to my world.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Your old school Trinity Grammar in Q is in the news, and it's due to the deputy principal getting the sack. Now, he got the sack, I think, last week. It's hitting the news in the last couple of days.
Yes.
Because he cut a student's hair on school photo day.
That's what headmasters do. Oh, he's a deputy
principal. He's the deputy principal, yeah.
I mean, because the hair wasn't too regulation.
That's right.
The kid's hair was longer than his collar.
Now, it's come out that when you go for school photos, the deputy principal, Mr. Brown, would say, you've got the choice. You can go and get a haircut. You can go home or you can get your hair cut from him. So he gave the student the choice.
Yeah, he just happened to have scissors and a mirror in his pocket.
And some gel.
Yeah,
and
short back and sides.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But the kid said, I don't mind if you cut it. So the kid gave consent for the haircut.
Yeah.
Anyway, because he cut the kid's hair, the school have said, not appropriate behaviour from a teacher. We're giving you the sack. And now the students are protesting his
There's an uprising at Trinity. Things have changed since I was at school. There would be no uprising. They would have been beaten on the head and kicked.
Get back in there.
Kicked very hard. Their hair would have been cut by hand. No.
With a butter knife.
Yeah, and they're calling him Brownie.
They're calling him Brownie, yeah.
Yeah, that's changed too. People are calling their teachers by their nicknames. Hey, Brownie, that's changed.
That has changed.
But he's lost his job.
Yeah.
But apparently he did such a good job, he's now working at the local barbershop. and loving it.
The kids have started hashtags pray for Brownie and RIP Brownie, and they were shouting. Yeah. And they didn't wear their uniforms as a protest and went to school with brown armbands on.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And we're going, Brownie,
and brown
Brownie,
pants.
Brownie.
But
brown pants.
But that was for anyway,
a whole different reason.
No. I used to get my hair cut at a place called Barber and Tobacconist.
Yes, the Barber and Tobacconist. That's what they used to do for a
long time. I went home and looked in the mirror. I think I got the tobacconist. Thank you very much.
You've told that joke before.
And I'll tell it again tomorrow.
Why do you expect me to laugh at the joke for the second time?
No, you can pretend.
I'm not pretending to laugh.
Pretend to laugh.
No, I'm not.
Come on, it's called acting. See, you just did it then.
Mandy and Acmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
When you hear that...
I do. I love Space News.
You love Space News.
I do. I'm sort of one of those people interested in science and space without any kind of scientific knowledge.
Were you the kind of kid who looked up at the stars and thought...
Still am.
Is there a God?
Well, not really. I just look up and go, wow.
Wow.
Wow, we're tiny, aren't we?
Wow, look at all those stars.
Look at this for Space News. This is brilliant. NASA are awesome, aren't they? They've sent a twin up to space. He spent a year on the International Space Station while his twin, the first twin astronauts, I might add, in the world, in history, stayed on Earth. So Scott Kelly went up to the International Space Station for over a year. Mark Kelly, unfortunately, had to
stay
on Earth.
The loser, the loser twin.
Exactly.
But I wonder, you know, because you know how twins feel each other's pain and stuff.
Mm.
I was wondering if, like, the twin who stayed on Earth was just suddenly, just out of nowhere, just feel zero gravity.
He started floating around.
Yeah, it'd be
it'd be interesting to know.
He'd be at the Erina food court and he'd just start floating.
You know what? Some big changes happened to the twin that went to space. And this is why they did it. They did it so they could compare their bodies and stuff. Scott Kelly returned to Earth. He was 2 inches taller than his twin.
I wish I went to it.
Yeah, this is the way to get you taller. His body mass had decreased. His gut bacteria was completely different. And his genetic code had changed significantly. About 7% of his genetic code had altered, and it may stay that way permanently. So he is no longer identical to his twin.
Well, can I ask you, is it the same person?
It's not the same person. They're twins.
I smell a conspiracy. I think, hear me out. I think what may have happened, because, you know, getting taller and his genetic, you know, I just don't believe it. I think what happened is he was lost in space. Can't find him. You know, space is big once you're out of that ship. And, you know, you can't ask anyone. You can't, you know. And they said, oh, it's terrible. We lost his twin. What are we going to do? Get someone, you know, kind of similar looking. And we'll say, hey, he got taller. And, he didn't have hair, but now he has hair. And his eyes are different and all that. And he's your brother, though. So don't sue us. Could just be a conspiracy.
That's a really elaborate conspiracy theory.
Well... it's possible. Anything's possible, Mandy.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Akmal, you're a vegan who likes meat.
I love meat. Well, I don't like eating it, but I love meat. I love people who eat meat. I love when I met Singo, I was awe-inspired. But, you know, every king has his time at the top. And I think now we can officially declare the king is dead. Long live the king.
Okay.
We have a new champion, a champion of meat. This is not just Central Coast. This is international champion. And this is quite big. This Tumby Meat, the first non-Americans
yep.
to win this competition, now, the World Championship of Barbecue.
This was held in Houston, Barbecue Championships. On the line is Stephen Cook from Tumby Meats. Congratulations, you're the new Central Coast King of Meat.
Yay! Woo!
Thank you.
The King of Meat, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Cook, be upstanding.
So, Stephen, just tell us, you went all the way over to Houston to take part in this barbecue championship. What did you cook? What meat did you get? How did this all pan out?
Well, we air freighted Aussie beef over there from Wingham, beef abattoirs, 300-day grain-fed Angus beef.
Wow.
To America. So we beat them with their own meat.
So you BYO'd your own meat as well.
We did.
Is that unusual? And, do normally people just use the meat in America for these competitions?
Yes. Yes, okay. They do.
And there's the headline.
It's quite good as well, but I think ours is a bit better.
And there's the there's the front page news. We beat them with their own meat. Well done.
Right. Well, we come second anyway. Close.
Hey, second, but you're the first Australians to win. This is like the America's Cup.
Exactly right.
And I think we should have it. We should, in the, at least in the Central Coast, we should have a day off. Anyone who sacks his worker for not taking a day off because of Tumby Umby Meat Championship winning, then he's a bum. We want to put something to you, you know, because Singo is good, but he's been saying some things and, you know, that he should show more respect for the new champion of meat.
Hang on. So
no, I won't have it.
Akmal had a thing for Singo for a while. It seems like he's burnt that relationship and he's getting on a new bandwagon.
I'm always with the winners, right? And, you know, Singo, as good as he is, he's yesterday.
Well, he's not the second world championship at the Houston barbecue,
is he? No, he's not. And he's been, you know, his jealousy has really kind of been very blunt. He said some terrible things about
you. Are you saying there's some smack talk going on, Akmal?
Yes, I'm saying that exactly, and I'm going to put it to you, Steve, that we should have a wrestle, maybe a meat like fight with sausages.
No.
I think you can do it.
You know, you just get you and Singo in a room, a couple of snags. You can just kind of nunchuck each other with them.
Yeah, nunchuckers. And it'll be great. We'll get a crowd, and I think you can smash him.
If you and Singo can get in a ring, I mean, I'd pay money to see that.
So, yeah.
We're going to keep working on you, Steve. But in the meantime, congratulations to you and the team from Tumby Meats for winning second place in the World Championship, Houston Barbecue Championships with your brisket, with your very own air-freighted meat. That's awesome.
He was cooking for Australia.
You were.
And, we want to put something else to you, just to get an opinion. We want to have a big sausage. You know how they have the big banana and a big pineapple and a big prawn? We want to have, in the Central Coast, a gigantic sausage. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, fair enough. Why not?
Would you support the campaign that we're putting together for the big sausage?
I'd have to put it to the old man, the boss.
Well, all I mean is just, you know, throw some, you know, like if you just put a sign up in your shop saying we support the big sausage.
We support the big sausage. And when it's built, you know, you can be like the mayor and open an opening
ceremony.
We
have to wrestle Singo for that honour, but anyway.
No, I don't think
I'll ask him, I'll do that.
I couldn't. He's too big. he eats meat. He's very strong.
You can take him.
I don't know.
But you support the big sausage, mate. It's nice to hear. And congratulations to you and everyone from Tumby Meats. You'll find them on Tumby Creek Road in Berkeley Vale up the Mingara end. Congratulations, Stephen Cook, and thank you so much for joining us.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Save my marriage. I really mean it. I actually need help. The marriage is in trouble.
Please save my marriage. I'm serious. It's not a joke. You know, this segment is, you know, it's, I think, you know, it's just going on a bit too long now.
I know you don't want us to continue doing it, but we
it
get a lot of pleasure out of it.
It was only meant to be like a one-off thing.
I know, but it's actually really, really funny.
When I first talked to Kate about this, I said we'll do it once, maybe twice at the most, you know, surely. And she said, no, we've got enough stories to do 2 years.
Kate, welcome to the show. Unflappable Kate, how are you?
Thank you, Mandy. I'm good. How are you?
We're all fantastic. Great to see you at the relaunch of the movie last night, You Can't Stop the Murders. Is that the first time you've seen it, or have you seen it before?
I have seen it before, but it was so long ago, I forgot how funny it is.
It's hilarious, isn't it? Well, let's get down to business. This is about saving your marriage, and you bring a story each week, and I cannot wait to hear this story, this week's story.
Oh, thank you, Mandy. Mm. Well, yes, hopefully this will help our marriage.
Yes, I don't know how, but yes.
Keep going. Mm.
Quite a few years ago now, we moved to a place called Hewenbrook. We thought we were people of the land, and it was beautiful, 7 acres of grass, but it rained constantly. And we should have been tipped off because it was called Rainforest.
Yeah,
but
we thought about it.
It was like a hippie name, you know, like Rainbow Mountain, Rainforest. Anyway, the grass grew so quickly. I said to Akmal, right, we have to buy a state-of-the-art brand-new ride-on mower.
Okay.
So off we go. We buy this ride-on mower. We came back and Akmal said, okay, I'll mow the lawn.
Because it's fun, you know.
It's a ride-on, so it's fun, yeah.
It's a big one. We went for the top of the range because we were going to live there forever till we die. And and 2 weeks later, we were out of there.
What's the top of the range ride-on cost?
It's called a John Deere, and it's like a truck.
How much did it cost?
$10,000.
Oh, my God, for a mower.
But you needed it. It was 7 acres.
Wow,
and
okay.
It was like thick.
All right, keep going, Kate, keep going.
So Agmal's, you know, first time he rides the mower, gets on, he does a wonderful diagonal strip across the lawn, ran straight over a fallen tree trunk, decided to get up and lift the mower off the tree trunk and did his back in.
Oh. Mm.
So he went to bed for a week with a back injury, got up just in time to go to the Melbourne Festival for a month, and left me with a ride-on mower stuck on a tree trunk and one strip of mowed lawn.
Yeah, I actually, it's really weird because I hurt my back so badly that I had to crawl through the grass onto leeches. So, but I was so much in pain. Kate wasn't home, so I had to lie down with leeches and a sore back. And strip.
I mean, I'm sorry about your sore back, but all I'm picturing is a strip of grass that has been mown and everything else long. And how did you get the mower off the tree trunk?
It stayed there for what, 6 months?
Well, yeah. Well, we did what we always do and we called hire a hubby.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
No, but it was there for months and months and it started to rust. And when we sold the place, we sold it with the mower in exactly the same place.
Kate, I think, you know, in my advice to save your marriage this week is let's just keep the radio thing going. I think you need to encourage Akmal to stay in radio because there's no way he's ever going to be part of Jim's mowing, ever.
No. I've already sent him a rejection letter.
Yeah, that's different to Jim Owen. Jim Owen.
Yeah, no, Jim's mowing. Jim Mowing and Jim Owen. No, very different.
Very different.
Kate, thank you for sharing your wonderful life with Akmal with us every week. We love it.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Kate.
Free therapy, that's what it is.
It's free therapy. Exactly. Mm,
yeah. Thank you.
We'll catch you next week, Kate.
Thanks, Widow. Bye.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
So we just did Save My Marriage, which is a segment we do every Wednesday where we talk to Unflappable Kate, your wife, and she tells us funny stuff that's happened in your marriage together.
Well, you know, funny to one
funny
person.
Funny for us.
Funny to one person is tragic to another, you see. That's the difference. You know, the comedy is about tragic things happening to someone you don't know or don't care about. In this case, it's me.
Well, I do know and care about you, but it is still funny.
Still funny.
If you missed it, have a listen to this.
Well, she got a. You guys bought a $10,000 lawnmower?
Yes.
You were living on a big property, 7 acres, and you needed to get mowed.
It was this a rainforest.
It was a rainforest?
Yes.
Well, this is what happened.
Big grass area.
Yeah.
Agmal's, you know, first time he rides the mower, gets on, he does a wonderful diagonal strip across the lawn, ran straight over a fallen tree trunk, decided to get up and lift the mower off the tree trunk and did his back in.
Oh.
And left me with a ride-on mower stuck on a tree trunk and one strip of mowed lawn.
It was there for months and months and it started to rust and when we sold the place, we sold it with the mower in exactly the same place.
My
true story.
It's a very Akmal story, but do you know what I think is really common for everybody with this story is that you bought this thing, you used it once, and then it sat there. And I think blokes are classics for this.
$10,000, but we needed one. Like you couldn't have a push mower because it was too big.
No, I understand the need.
And I like the idea. I thought, you know, it'd be fun to ride. It's not as much fun as it looks.
But this is exactly what blokes do, Akmal. They go, we really need this thing, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to buy an air compressor from Aldi, and then they use it once.
Is that a personal experience,
Matthew? And then it sits there.
What is an air compressor? What
I don't even know. Compresses air. It shoots out air, doesn't it?
And an air compressor is a device which holds compressed air, and then you attach a hose to it, and you can use lots of different tools, like nail guns and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Well, yes. We haven't used all different tools. We've used it to blow up an exercise ball, and that's it.
Well, that was something. It wasn't a total waste.
Come on.
I'd like an air compressor.
Would you? What for?
To spray people with air. Air is important.
Widow, you would have done this. I'm sure of it. You're a bloke. You love gadgets.
I do love gadgets.
Boys do this all the time. In fact, I swear to God, we will get 1,000 calls from people whose husbands do this.
Can I borrow your air compressor?
You can, but you don't know how to use it. You don't even know what you want to do with it.
Doesn't matter. I just wanted to say a sentence I never uttered before. I've never asked anyone if I can borrow the air compressor, whatever that is.
All right. I really want to hear from the ladies this morning because seriously, blokes do this all the time. What did he buy and then use once? 10 grand you spent on a mower and you used it once.
10 grand, and it was a big one, and it was heavy.
Would have been cheaper for you to get someone in to mow it.
Oh, you know how many times I've heard that?
Sorry.
I've heard 1,000 people have told me, why don't you just get someone? I know. I'm an idiot.
All right. 4324444.
Rebecca from West Gosford. Hello.
Just saying.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Really good. Now, you've turned this around. This is something that your husband thinks that you bought and used once. Is that right?
Years ago, I decided to buy a juicer. I thought, this would be great for home, and I still haven't taken it out of the box. And believe me, I top grief every day for buying it and not using it.
Oh my God, 10 years, and it's still in the box.
Still in the box.
Have you still got the receipt?
No. I have not taken it back, but I still top the grief and I don't care.
Okay. One day you'll do it, Rebecca. One day you'll do it for your anniversary. Get it out and make some anniversary juice with it.
Or get it out, throw it, and keep the box.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rebecca. We'll send you some nuts, mate. Thank you for joining the show.
There you go.
See, I thought that was going to go differently. I thought ladies would be complaining about their blokes doing this.
My wife, Kate, I could tell you, save my marriage, I can tell you a lot of things she bought and only used once, you know.
Okay.
Or maybe we should turn it on its head next week.
Why do you always think it's sus?
I don't know.
Nothing's sus.
Nothing's sus with you.
She bought a treadmill once. She bought gym gear and thought, I'm going to get into fitness. And she went to the Rebel Warehouse thing and she got all this stuff and bag and water bottle. Went to the gym once. And I went with her and she said, oh, no, I better take it easy because this is my first time. And it was like she was 10 minutes later. She goes, I better get going. And then she went and never used again, ever.
I think this is just Akmal feeling a little bit hard done by after Kate telling everybody about his marriage.
It's in the interest of balance. Mm. It's all balance, isn't it? I've just thought of a lot of stories, actually.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
You might have missed this story out of Miami. I think it happened a couple of days ago, but a nightclub in Miami has lost its license because they did this stunt during a disco. Are they still called discos, guys?
The kids don't call them discos, but we can.
We can call them discos.
Yeah, go to the disco.
Go to the blue light disco.
Get a can of Fanta.
Yeah.
Wagon wheel.
Have a pash on the dance floor.
Yeah, listen to Boney M. By the rivers of Babylon. All right, ladies.
Well, anyway, during the nightclub, the dancing, whatever, a woman, a scantily clad woman.
Scantily, yes.
Scantily.
Tell me more. Suddenly I'm interested.
Yes, you were interested in the scantily clad woman. She rode the horse. Well, she rode on the horse into the premises, into the nightclub and onto the dance floor, which was always going to be, you know, a recipe for disaster.
Well, you know, horses and nightclubs
don't really go together.
It's not a perfect match, is it? The horse might be thinking, I didn't evolve to sort of boogie on the dance floor.
Although when he got on the dance floor, he was pretty happy with, you know, Riders of the Storm by the Doors. Oh, boom.
Yeah, no,
and Darryl Braithwaite, Horses.
He sang all those?
Yeah, and the horse was loving it
because the
Stones came on with Wild Horses. Oh, thank you.
Wow.
What about Ticket to Ride? Oh, boom. God. They keep coming.
You're on fire. No, no, you're literally on fire. Someone
anyway,
set you on fire.
It was always going to end in disaster. The horse tripped and the scantily clad woman was thrown from the horse.
Yes.
And everyone freaked out.
It was just a rogue horse from the Melbourne Cup or something. Yeah. Just like took off. You know, because some horses do that. They go off track and they end up in a nightclub. It happens a lot. Yeah.
Anyway, the nightclub's been shut down and the horse is fine. Everybody, the horse is fine. I'm not sure about the scantily clad woman. I haven't heard.
She's fine.
She's fine.
But you were telling me a story about...
reminded me, right, of something that I don't know whether it's true or whether I dreamt it. Somebody somewhere has told me, or maybe I've dreamt
it. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, this is the confusion, right? So
this feels like a dream right now.
Does it?
Yes.
Where I tell you that I think somebody rode a horse through the McDonald's at Erina.
It just, the whole thing seems like a dream, yes.
I don't know whether I dreamt it or whether I know this somehow.
No, it did happen. And once the horse went through the McDonald's, it disappeared. And suddenly, for about 2 weeks, the McDonald's burgers tasted really nice.
Stop it.
And were nutritious.
That's gross.
No.
That's gross.
That's what I heard. I don't know. Might be true.
If anyone can substantiate this, because I really don't know whether it's just something, an old wives' tale from the coast, because I've only been here for 11 years, so I've missed some stuff.
Yes, you missed the horse.
Does anyone remember a horse going through the drive-thru at Erina? And keep in mind, this would be before all that development happened.
Mandy, have you been drug tested recently?
No, I haven't.
Because I know it's a policy of ours. I need some urine right now.
Okay.
So 4324444. Do you know whether someone actually took a horse through the Maccas and in Erina?
At Erina Fair.
Okay, were you smoking the same stuff as Mandy was?
No. 4324444. Does anyone know the story about someone taking a horse through the drive-thru at Maccas in Erina?
That's that's the thing that I can't remember. I dreamt or...
No, I think you might have dreamt
or if it actually happened. But it comes off the back of a story out of the US. And Adam from Greenpoint, how about the woman thrown off a horse in the Miami nightclub?
Did you know that the doctors are calling her condition stable?
Oh,
yes, that's good. That's
Adam, well done.
Adam, do you want a job at 2GO?
But she will be rested for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the show. Yeah. Great to hear from you this morning. He's loving it.
I think he just made that up.
Hey, but guess what? We've got Bella on the phone. And Bella from Gosford, is it true that your mum was the person that rode the horse through the drive-thru at the Maccas?
West Gosford.
West Gosford, yeah.
It was West Gosford Maccas.
Oh, we got him an ice cream.
You got the horse an ice cream?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bella, were you there or was this before you were born?
I was only two.
You were two?
Oh, man. And as your mum's, you're driving now, so you've upgraded to a car, which is probably more appropriate in this area, right?
Yeah.
Why did your mum do that? Is she crazy?
No, Coco liked food.
Coco, the horse, liked what?
We used to ride him from the racetrack to Maccas.
Oh, my goodness. So this is true.
Yeah, because the West Gosford Maccas is right next to
the race course
there.
I am so happy that we've got an answer about this story, Bella. Do you think your mum's a bit awesome?
Yes.
She is. Bella, thank you so much. Please tell Mum we are so happy that she gave us a call and that you gave us a call this morning. We're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and a big bag of freckles just for you.
And a horse.
Thank you. She's got a horse.
She's got a horse. She doesn't need a horse.
Yeah, we won't do the horse.
Too many horses.
But thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you. You got a horse.
All right, we'll catch you later. It's a true story. You did not dream it, Mandy.
Dream it. So there you go.
Well done. I
thought it was Erina, but it's West
Coast. I retract my suspicion of your mental state.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.
Well done, team. Show done. Good job.
What a show we've had. I think probably the best show we've had so far.
I say this every day.
I know, but it feels like it. It feels like we're improving just a little bit. Every day, in every way, we're getting better and better.
You can catch up right now with anything you missed on today's show, 2gofm.com.au, including Save My Marriage. Now, Akmal
go
ruined.
Go back and listen to that if you missed it. Please, please do. This is the best.
Akmal ruined a $10,000 ride on Moa. And also, there's a new meat king on the Central Coast.
Yeah. We have a new king, ladies and gentlemen. What's his name? I forgot.
Stephen Cook. That's all right. You can find out.
Stephen Cook.
Not Singo. It's Cookie.
Singo's dead.
Yeah, well.
No, he's not.
Metaphorically speaking, he's fine.
You can catch up with all that at 2gofm.com.au. We're out of here. Mickey D's up next. Catch you later tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
Bye.
Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 107.7 2GO.